Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about when to leave your job when it starts costing you money.
Yep. Remember that?
Learn how to read, Steve.
Yeah.
The title is Leave.
I'm just going to let it go. I figured it'll fix itself.
It'll fix itself. Wow, wouldn't that be great if that's true?
I do this often, by the way. You just don't know it.
Leave your job when it starts costing you money. That's the title.
That's a little bit better.
Fix itself.
When to
I
leave?
I had a Volvo. I had an old Volvo 240, the square kind. Mm-hmm. And I swear that car was self-healing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something would go wrong and like 2 weeks later, it would just be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's funny I found about cars? When you think, every time I've had a car, when it's gassed up and clean, it runs better. Have you ever noticed
We're
that?
Experts at avoiding talking about real estate.
Exactly. speaking of talking, can you tell I have a little bit of the raspy thing going? We had a little bit of a rough weekend.
Yeah.
Because we had some friends in town all last week.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah, and it was
the best thing you can do after a rough weekend with friends is get yourself a podcast to avoid work.
There we go.
That's what this is right now.
That's good. Perfect.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Charles asks, Steve, Jill, and fellow community members, thank you for your expertise. I'm extremely lucky to have learned from you all. I invested in the membership program around January or so, sent out my first mailer in February, and made my first purchase in March.
Picture perfect,
Charles. This is great. The gentlemen, they were cousins, that were selling the property fit the ideal scenario. They inherited the land in the 80s, never did anything with it besides keep the taxes current, and were motivated to sell. I sent the mailer to one of the gentleman's mother who happened to be deceased, but her name was still on the property. The seller called me and mentioned he received the mailer that I sent to his mother and asked if I was interested in buying 3 additional separate parcels.
Picture perfect.
In addition to the one I made the offer on, in which I eventually did, after I completed my research. Here are some of the parcel details. Parcel 1, 3.9 acres. Parcel 2, 1.5 acres. Parcel 3, 0.73 acres. Parcel 4, 0.24 acres. Total purchase price, $750.
So
crazy.
This is a no-lose situation.
Right.
Charles has put himself at the very beginning of his career here, exactly where he should put himself.
Yep.
He is absolutely winning.
It definitely was a learning process talking with the county's recorder's office to ensure that I didn't get the deed returned back for errors, but I'm proud to say I have the recorded deed in my possession. It's taken me a little while, but I'd imagine I'll be able to do this again in at least half as much the time in the future. I'll be plastering these properties for sale everywhere soon. Wish me luck.
Chances are they're
awesome.
Sold.
Awesome.
You know.
Very well could be mine now.
Right.
That's very true. Gosh, with those prices, holy moly, that is a triple year. That's like doubling it is almost not enough. You know, some, you ever notice that sometimes, Stephen, where, remember in the, you know, when you price things sometimes too low, people don't believe you.
Yeah, so I would not recommend doubling your money here. I would go to town.
Mark them up more.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to make 10 grand on this probably.
Very
at least.
Well,
10,000 is ultra wholesale.
Right.
Yeah, one of these
amounts. 6.5 acres in total.
Very conceivable, yeah.
So that's great.
It's also great that it's 4 properties and not one.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they're all cut up, like multi-unit deals are
perfect.
The way to go.
That's so cool.
Multi-unit deals, so there's one seller, they're signing, you know, they can put it all in one deed and then sell it to 4 separate people. There's nothing better.
Yep. Congrats, Charles. That's awesome.
The only thing better than 4 deals is 5 deals.
Huh. Love it.
Today's topic, leave your job when it starts costing you money. This is the meat of the show. What the heck does that mean? So what happens is this. This is, so you've done 100 deals a week. What do you do now? That's the theme for this week. Well, if you've done 100 deals, your job, and you still have a full-time job, I can almost guarantee you that it's costing you money. I remember the exact moment. We haven't talked about this in a while on the show. I personally remember the exact moment for me where I looked at my bank balance and there was $500,000 in there. And I went in the next day and I left.
Yeah.
I asked the guy that owned the company, you want me to put in 2 weeks or you just want me to pack my stuff up now? He's like, just pack the stuff up. Mm-hmm. And we sat and talked, and I told him why.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't convinced. This is long before we were sending mailers out. I was just going to tax auctions around the southwestern part of the country.
Right.
California, Arizona, New Mexico specifically. And my big question back then, this is like 1999 or 2000. My big question was, can I just repeat this? Did I just get lucky? I kind of got lucky. I went to one auction. I bought a bunch of property. Then I sent up back then it was faxes. I faxed a real estate agent who happened to own a bunch of property in Northern Arizona. I bought it all for a great price and just sold it on eBay. And my question was, I better keep my job because I don't think I can repeat this.
Right.
I just got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what happened at all. And so I ran out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was just talking to Seth Williams, too. He recently did this. He left his job. He left a government job with a pension potential and all of that. And he said, if you don't know who Seth is, just Google him. He's pretty active in the land business. And he said it was the best thing that ever happened.
Yep.
He said he tripled how much money he was making immediately because he could actually work on the stuff that he wanted to for the whole time. So I'm not advocating at all that you quit your job in any way until you're absolutely ready. I quit my job probably a year too late.
That's the perfect situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to add is you should quit your job when you're sitting there going, I should have done this a year ago.
Yeah.
Then it's okay. Then, I've just had a year where I could have covered all this. Everything was fine. Nothing went crazy. We have enough money. We have more than enough money now to really mm-hmm. spring this forward.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this going, look at these deals that I'm missing out on right now because I have a day job.
Yep. And then eventually I figured the mail out around 2004-ish. I figured out, what RealQuest data was all about and sending a mailer and the whole thing. And then it was over.
Yeah.
Then it was just off to the races.
Yeah.
I wonder if I never quit my job, would I have had enough time to actually figure that all out?
I was more concerned you might not have found me. Who cares about the business?
I figured out how to do a mailer just because, out of sheer laziness. I'm just like, you know what? I'm so tired of going to these auctions. We're constantly on the road.
Yeah.
This is before I met Jill.
Isn't that funny? You churned sheer laziness your way, and you're automating there's got to be a way to automate, which is really, again, being lazy. But this is called a spade a spade. I don't want to do it. If I'm going to sit down and do a mailer, I want to do one mailer that's going to last me for 90 days, which is what you do. So there you go. But then on the flip side, that's the way to grow.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
I sent a fax out to all the real estate agents in Arizona. I said, look, if you have any properties, I'll pay you cash. Real cheap, though. And I bought 236 properties from one seller, and I made, they're real close to the Grand Canyon, and I made $3,000 a property.
Right.
$750,000 for 30 days of work.
Right.
Yeah, I left my job.
I know. Exactly.
When did you leave your job? I know that you were
when
liquidating
you asked
some
me
of
to.
Our... did you come to it on your own, though? I don't really remember it all transpired.
I think that I would have eventually, because I was getting... It was a lot of work, man, because I found myself really trying to kill it. I was killing it at two jobs separately, and at one point, something's got to give. So, and it was you that called it, which was
great.
We went
to an auction, too. We don't go to auctions anymore, but... We do it online a little bit. We went to an auction and bought 11,000 properties.
Right. But I remember
and it was
you...
That. We both were in the car on the way back going, you know what? It's just over when you do the math on it.
Yep. Well, that's what... That was I remember you saying to me too, all right, knock it off. I see you. I wasn't able to give 100% all the time to our land efforts because my day job got in the way.
Yeah.
I had scheduled hours so I could sneak little things in there on breaks and my lunch and and after work and all that good stuff, but it wasn't the same. And mm-hmm. that's when you said I can, and you could tell, you're like, look, the energy that you're pouring into this day job to keep it going, you just need to pour it into our stuff. And that's what happened.
If you quit your job because of us.
Whoops. Hold on.
Let me finish the sentence. Yeah. So if you've quit your job or more importantly, your spouse and you have little kids, send us an email. Jill and I love getting these emails. I got one from one of our Real Success Room members about 6 months ago. It always makes Jill cry too.
Yeah.
He said, my wife is pregnant with our third kid, and she quit her job because I'm doing so well at this. And I just want to thank you guys. She can stay home with the little kids. You know, that's more important. The spouse thing. Having a happy spouse is good.
Yeah. That really is better than a bank balance.
So let them quit their job first before you do.
That's very more, true. You know? Oh, wouldn't that would not be awful. Well, babe, I figured out my income. What are you going to do?
Have a nice day at work.
Yeah, exactly. Keep working on that pension, sweetie.
I'm not going to take a shower today, but you look nice.
Or my favorite is, what would you like for lunch today? I'll pack you something.
You know, strangely enough, Jill, I've noticed that you're not wearing any makeup today.
I'm not.
And I just think that's the greatest thing ever.
I have no makeup on. I'm wearing shorts. And I'm hoarse from the crazy weekend with our friends. What does that say?
Don't quit your job until you're absolutely sure.
Yeah.
And then even then, in the back of my head, I was like, you know, if something really did happen, I could probably go do something else. Here's what I would do.
Yeah.
Keep the job. Pay off 100% of your debt.
Yeah.
Use the money that you're, you know, so that, and then even if you can get away with not having a mortgage and you have no debt and you own your house free and clear, or you have a reasonable place to rent, that's when I would really start thinking about, okay, and you've done 100 deals.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd start thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to service your own debt, man. It's just a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how the conversation goes. I've had it with myself a million times. Well, I can get there that much faster without this job, and I can pay off all this stuff. No.
Yeah.
But you do not want to rush into that.
Exactly. It never seems to really work out like you want it to.
If you have to talk yourself into something, it's just not time yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really should be going, what am I thinking? I should have done this.
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah.
That's exactly what Seth said, that sentence. I'm like, man, I should have done this 2 years ago.
Yep.
And that's what you want.
That's it. And then you know it's right.
Well, you've done it again. You spent almost 15 minutes with us today listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss choosing your land acquisition niche specialization. Oh, that's a great
topic.
That's
a mouthful.
Yeah.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found at landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I can't wait for this topic.
These are some big words here.
Yeah, niche specialization. That's like,
how many people
languages.
Are Google searching for all that?
When I write these titles, I'm like, yeah, that's not going to SEO at all.
No. It's got land in there.
Nine times out of ten, I'm like, yeah, that's no one's going to listen to this at all.
Great job. Good job.
No, there's great niches out there. Infill lots, you know, there's a million neat apartment property, all kinds of niches that you can find.
Mobile lots.
Property owned by dead people that you have to undo. That's a good specialization.
That's a niche.
That you'll make a ton of money doing that.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.